Outside the barracks of the 6th Iraqi Army's Muthana Brigade, 19-year-old Saif Rafid stands guard. Rafid joined the Iraqi Army 1 year ago to fight the insurgents and because it pays $400 a month. Like all the other soldiers, he gets a 7-day break every 3 weeks, but he has to be careful about how often he visits his family in Iraq South. It is very difficult to travel, so we have to hide and not go so often, he says. We do not want to show up all the time because we are concerned about the security of our families. That is just one element of the insecurity that Iraqi soldiers have to deal with on a daily basis. Late last month, during a patrol in Baghdad, insurgents attacked Rafid's unit, killing one soldier and injuring 4 others. 2 other soldiers were injured in a later attack. Meanwhile, back at the Muthana Brigade's base, called Fab Constitution, soldiers were living in tents, waiting for their new barracks to be built. One of the U.S. advisors to the brigade, Dennis Grimsley, says conditions were difficult.
And then, of course, the rains came, which flooded the tent area. And the flooding of the tent area knocked the generator out, so they didn't have any power. So now they were sleeping on cots that were wet from the dripping tents, and the floors were flooded, and it was just a mess. And in a one-week span, all this had happened.
Grimsley says 100 Iraqi soldiers went absent without leave that week out of a total force of around 400. The American trainers feared the unit would disintegrate. But when the rain stopped, many of the Iraqi soldiers started to come back, just as some of their newly renovated barracks were completed. The American Training Command in Iraq is putting $35 million into building FOB Constitution, and construction is everywhere. There is a new Iraqi command center and headquarters, a new mosque, modern kitchen, school for non-commissioned officers, and more barracks are being built. Lieutenant Colonel Mark Sampson, who was involved in the project, says the Iraqi soldiers seem pleased by what is being done.
Down to the right, you can see the buildings with the fresh white paint. Mm-hmm. Those are ones that are just coming online. They'll put 20 or 30 guys in each one. We got them new bunk beds, we got them foot lockers, so they seem pretty happy to move in there. Can't blame them. They've got running water.
Sampson says ownership of the FOB was transferred from the Americans to the Iraqis last June, about the same time he arrived to command the 40 men on the American Military Assistance Transition Teams, or MITs, based here to help this Iraqi brigade develop. The officer says the base has come a long way.
When we got here, there was 2 or 3 locations where these fellows had pulled up a water pipe from the ground, and it was like a fountain. And then that's where they'd go to wash themselves. I have no idea what they used for a latrine at that time.
FOB Constitution is home to about 1,500 soldiers from the 3rd Brigade of the 6th Iraqi Army. The American Army hopes that someday the brigade, like the base, will be able to function without American help, but it has a long way to go. Sampson says, to start with, the brigade needs 25% more soldiers. The Americans supply bullets, weapons, uniforms, body armor, and vehicles. The brigade also needs better radio communications, armored vehicles, and spare parts for the thin-skinned pickup trucks they currently use. And there are problems with pay. It's not getting distributed regularly. An Iraqi-American contractor who works on the base says this is a big problem for the Iraqi soldiers.
They come over here, they join the army, their pay screwed up, they just gotta turn around and leave.
Although the Iraqi soldiers say they joined the army to fight terrorism and defend Iraq, in a country with an estimated 30 to 60% unemployment rate, the contractor says money is also a big incentive.
Most of them, they're here for the pay because this is the only job they can get. There's not a lot of job outside. You know, there's no employers anywhere.
But beyond the daily patrols, life at FOB Constitution is not so bad since the recent renovations. The Iraqi brigade provides its own food and water now, and most of the soldiers have warm beds to sleep in at night. The Iraqis have also got a new Tactical Operations Command Center, which is essential to the Muthana Brigade's ability to control its own operations, intelligence, supplies, and communications.
Moved in here about 2 months ago, and they're all awful proud of it.
From here, the Iraqi command has started planning their own missions, albeit with American help. Iraqi commanders in green uniforms with gold details sit around a shiny table in a brand new conference room where a laptop computer projects maps and troop movements on a white screen. They plan the next day's mission as American advisors sit nearby watching and listening. It is moments like these that the Americans want to see increase in hopes that, with the right training, equipment, and facilities, the Iraqis can assume more responsibility for the country's bases and battlefields. Ben Gilbert for VOA News, Baghdad.